Good morning. Welcome to worship. If you are visiting with us, we want to give you a warm welcome. Thank you all for coming. On the right-hand side of your church bulletin, you'll see in the church calendar, we are continuing our Wednesday night Bible study in the Educational Building Fellowship Hall across the street. We begin promptly at 6:30. We have a light meal. Then we have a Bible study in 1 Thessalonians right now. And then we have a time of prayer. And this Wednesday night, we have a session meeting immediately following the Bible study. So if you have anything that needs to be brought before the session, please get with one of the elders. Our next third Sunday fellowship luncheon for May will be May the 17th, hosted by Clay Ashford and Bonnie Perkins. We are pleased to welcome two new members to our congregation today, Addie Sharoma and Ryan Walker, and we'll ask them to come and present themselves before the congregation in just a few minutes. The Westminster Shorter Catechism, question 18, says, "Wherein consists the sinfulness of that estate whereinto man fell?" And the answer is, our call to worship this morning comes from Revelation chapter 7, verses 10 through 12. Would you read it responsively with me? "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
And all the angels will stand around the throne, around the elders, and before the creatures.
And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God,
saying, Amen, blessed and glory and wisdom,
join me. Let's sing the doxology. May be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. As the deer pants for streams of water, may our souls pant for You, the living God. May our souls hunger and thirst for You, O God. And may we put our hope in You to be our Savior and our God, for we have come today at Your invitation to come and to taste and to see that You are good. So we pray that You would answer our heart's desire and hear our prayer as we pray the way that Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As I said, we're receiving two new members into our fellowship this morning. I want to ask Addie and Ryan to come to the front. And I'm going to ask the elders to come and join them at this time as we present to them the questions of membership, as we do for everyone who becomes a member of this church. And I'm going to come down here. I'm going to ask you these questions and ask you to give an affirmative answer to them. Do you acknowledge yourselves to be sinners in the sight of God, justly deserving His displeasure, and without hope, except in His sovereign mercy? Do you? Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God and the Savior of sinners? And then you receive and rest upon Him and Him alone for salvation, as He is offered in the gospel. Do you? Do you now resolve and promise in humble reliance upon the grace of the Holy Spirit that you will endeavor to live as becomes a follower of Christ? Do you? Amen. Do you promise to support the church in its worship and work to the best of your ability? Do you? Amen. Do you submit yourself to the government and discipline of the church and promise to study its purity and its peace? Do you?
Amen.
Amen. Welcome. God bless y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Eddie, God bless y'all. Thank y'all. Thank
you. Oh, look. That's
it. Yeah. That's it. Our first hymn this morning is number 634. I'm going to ask you to stand and we're going to sing all stanzas of number 634, Sweet Hour of Prayer.
Thank you.
And now, would you join me? Let us all reaffirm our faith using the ancient Apostles' Creed. It was not written by the apostles, but it does contain the essential doctrines of the faith of the apostles. And we recite it, as I said, to reaffirm our common faith. Christian, what do you believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. May be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father and our God, You are the one who feeds the birds of the air, and You are the one who clothes the flowers of the field, and You have promised to take care of our needs if we will but seek first Your kingdom and Your righteousness. May that be our earnest pursuit. We pray for salvation for the lost, that they may come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We pray for healing for the sick. We pray especially for Tom Lovelady and for Mary Ellen. Pray for others on our hearts in this congregation. We pray for comfort for the grieving. We pray for rest for the weary. We pray for strength for the weak. We pray for missionaries of Jesus Christ around the world. We pray especially for Peter and Jenny Bowling in Mexico, for Carl and Becky Chaplin with MTW. We pray for the Davilas in Costa Rica, for Lee and Emma DeHoog in Tunisia, North Africa. We pray for Steve and Diane Hill preparing to go back to Peru. We pray for Jim and Mary Alice Patterson with Wycliffe Bible Translators. And we pray for Jim and Karen Romaine as they work with Muslims in New York City. We pray for safety for them. We pray for strength for them. We pray that You would support them, provide all of their needs. We thank You for our new members. We thank You for Addie and for Ryan. We pray that their knowledge of You would grow, that they and we together might know the hope to which You have called us. What are the riches of Your glorious inheritance in the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of Your power toward us who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? And it is in His name that we pray. Amen. Trinity Hymnal, and on page 825 you will find the words to Psalm 107 verses 23 through 43, and that is our responsive reading this morning. Will you please join me and let's read this passage from Psalm 107 together responsively. Men went out on the sea in ships. They were merchants on the mighty waters.
They saw the works of the Lord.
His wonderful deeds indeed.
For he spoke and stirred up a tempest that lifted high their waves.
The night fell to the heavens and went down to the depths, and there fell all their courage from the way.
They reeled and staggered like drunken men. They were at their wits' end.
They lifted high their eyes to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress.
He stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds for men.
Let them exalt Him in the assembly of the people and praise Him in the council of the elders.
He turned rivers into a desert, flowing springs into thirsty ground.
And fruitful land into a salt waste, and all the wickedness of the earth.
He turned the desert into pools of water and the parched ground into flowing springs.
They
sowed fields and planted vineyards and that yielded a fruitful harvest. Then their numbers decreased and they were humbled by oppression, calamity, and sorrow. But he lifted the needy out of their affliction and increased their families like flocks. Whoever is wise, let him heed these things and consider the great love of the Lord. Our next hymn is number 307. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Will you please stand and let's sing stanzas 1 and 4 of hymn number 307. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we prepare to receive our morning offering. Our Father in heaven, You have taught us to bring a portion of what You have given to us on the first day of the week. And so we bring these tithes and offerings not grudgingly, but with cheerful hearts. And we do pray that You will use them to extend Your kingdom and Your righteousness to the uttermost parts of the earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. message this morning comes from the Gospel of John. John chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. John 3, 1 through 15, and you may find that on page 1051 in the Pew Bible. This is what it says. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born again when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, You must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered him, Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I had told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. This is the word of God. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands and abides forever. May he bless the reading of it and the preaching of it to you this morning.